Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Giulia Bianconi from Aura Fest International Film Festival in Monopoli, Apulia. I'm in company with the director Terry Gilliam, one of the protagonists of this edition. So, in Monopoli, you met the public and presented one of your famous films, The Adventure of Baron Munchausen.
Your Italian movie.
Shot this movie in Cinecittà also.
And 8 months in Cinecittà, in Roma.
In Roma.
And I had the best from Italy. Dante Ferretti, Peppino Rotuno, Gabriella Piscucci. Fantastic. So that's why it's a good movie.
Yeah. What does Italy represent to you?
A kind of freedom, a kind of humanity that I like. Mm-hmm. The Italians do not trust the state. They trust other human beings or not. I think they do. Italy, for all the chaos, is kind of, it works, I think, at least as a foreigner, a straniero.
You've always been an example of freedom in your cinema. How imagination, fantasy are important in your cinema, but also in your life.
Completely. That's the only way I can work. I have always struggled to be free. And I, you know, whether it meant doing a job that I was not being paid for, but I was free to do the work. And then when I started making a bit of money, it made it easier in some ways. The difficulty is movies. It would have been easier if I was a musician. Mm-hmm. Movies are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so it's a much more complicated system to try to maintain your freedom, but so far that's what I've done. So,
is it true that now you are working in a TV series based on your film Time Bandit?
Nothing to do with me.
No,
this is Taika Waititi.
So he used your film.
Yeah, the film was owned. I mean, I made the film,
and
We had the film company called Handmade Films. It was George Harrison and Monty Python. And so that's when I made Time Bandits. But the company then was sold and then sold again, so I don't control it anymore. So they own the script, and that's what was taken to be made into a series.
Without you?
Without me. And I'm not involved because I can't control it.
And how do you feel about that?
There's a big problem. A central part of the film was a boy and six people the same size as he was. Nani. There are no Nani in the film. That is like pulling the heart out of the story. So, I'm not a happy boy, but I haven't seen anything, so I don't know.
And now, are you working about a new project, new things, maybe in Italy?
At the moment, I have a script, and we're trying to finance it at the moment. So that's it. And when we get the money, I'll make it. And if we don't get the money, we won't make it. Simple.
What does being a director mean to you today, in this moment of your career?
I can pretend to be God. People think I know what I'm doing. That's what's funny. Having made enough films, the people I work with think I know what I'm doing. It's like a belief system. Like, we all think God knows what he's doing. Well, maybe not. And maybe I don't either. But I'm lucky. The people I work with are either people who like what I've done or people that interest me and excite me and where I can learn more. And so I have nothing other than gathering a good group of talented people together, and let's have some fun. That's all it's about. We get to play. We get to be children for a lot of money. That's the hard part. The money's the hard part, because films are expensive.
You love a lot of Italy, but do you follow the Italian cinema, the Italian actors? Do you see films?
No, there is no Italian cinema anymore, is there?
No. Yeah, do you think
Sorrentino?
Sorrentino. Guadagnino.
Garone. Yes, so I know three directors. That's not enough for a film industry. Italy needs more directors, I think. But there's no money. Mm. It's always money. It's the center of it all.
I think you are a fan of the Italian cinema of the 60s.
Yeah,
the 70s.
Fellini. Rossellini, De Sica, Taviani. And don't do this. Okay, come on. The great Italian feminist director, female director.
Lina Vermeule
is just a genius. And it's very weird because when, certainly in England and America, when they talk about, oh, we don't have any women directors, they don't even know about Lina, it seems. When I was living in New York in 1963, there was a festival. There were showing four of her films at the same time. Nobody had ever had four films being shown at the same time. She was wonderful. I mean, just brilliant. And the nice thing, I got to meet her and got to know her coming to Italian festivals. So she became a friend.
So do you think we haven't anymore this kind of cinema?
Not really. No. It's just like in England. There was a golden time when everything seemed to be working. Well, there was money. There was a kind of feeling of experimentation. It was brave. And that's past in Italy, is that you still have some successful directors. But it's not the same kind of current where there's a lot of different kinds of thinking coming together, and everybody's in competition but having a wonderful time making exciting, dangerous films. We don't do that now.
And we've been talking to Terry Gilliam, one of the protagonists of the last edition of Ora Fest, International Film Festival in Monopoli, Apulia. I'm Giulia Bianconi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.